Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy this week. It's BGE Radio out of Atlanta. We've got a great guest with us today. He is joining us. Robert Shines is our guest. Robert, how are you?
I'm great, James.
Now, let's talk a little bit about the topic here. First of all, before we get into this, give us a little bit on your background.
Okay, I'm an attorney in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Back in the early 1990s, I was a contractor with the Defense Nuclear Agency working in Russia primarily for several years on the Cooperative Threat Reduction Treaty. I've also written a few books. My last book was Secrets in a Time of Peace, which is a fictional story based on information which came to me while I was working in Russia on the Cooperative Threat Reduction Treaty.
Now, tell us about this book. Why did you choose to write this?
Well, I thought it would be of interest to the public, frankly, as to how when the Russian Federation took over the nuclear arsenal from the Soviet Union, which ceased to exist in December of 1990, it turned out that there were a number of plutonium bombs missing. And in an effort not to create a worldwide panic, efforts were made to try and locate these bombs and secure them. So my book is a fictional account based upon the fact that these bombs were in fact missing. They were plutonium bombs, 1 to 10 kiloton.
Yes.
At first the Russians denied that they were missing, and subsequently admissions came forth that they did not have a handle on them.
We've got a great guest with us today here on the line. Amazing, amazing book. Now, Robert, this book is just incredible. Can you summarize the book in just a few sentences for us?
Sure. What it does is it traces the efforts of the United States with the Central Intelligence Agency, the Russian MSB, the Chinese Security Agency, and Mossad from Israel to try and locate the bombs and secure them. And it's a fictional account of the efforts of the four countries working together to try and keep the missing plutonium bombs out of the hands of rogue nations or terrorist groups.
It is a great guest with us today. Robert Shines joins us. He has a tremendous, tremendous book out there. It is just an incredible, incredible read. What is the overall theme of the book?
Well, the overall theme of the book is how this group worked together, even though they had obviously disparate interests in nuclear proliferation and control of nuclear weapons. And I cranked the Iranians into the story. Iran was not a central part of the book, but became part of the fictional story. And as it turns out, I guess I presaged history.
We've got a great guest with us today. Robert Shines joins us here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. You can get more information on our website, buildgrowandenjoy.com. Why do you think that this book will appeal to readers?
Well, I think it would be of interest. One, it's sort of a fictional thriller in the mold of Clancy, but on the other hand, there's a great deal of facts in the book, and I used actual characters that I knew and met and worked with in the book, you know, gave them different names and titles maybe. But essentially a good part of the book reflects things that I learned while I was in Russia for the 5.5 years I spent.
Robert Shines joins us today here on the program. Who do you envision to be the potential readers for this book?
I think anybody interested in nuclear proliferation, number one, anybody who wants a good, thrilling read, and anybody who is interested in how close we came to being subject to nuclear proliferation, frankly. The Russians were not the best secure keepers of their nuclear weapons. And in fact, when the Soviet Union fell, the Russian military literally abandoned numerous of their facilities. And there may have been gates with locks on one time, but they'd been broken open. And lo and behold, there were actually 20,000 nuclear weapons abandoned by the Soviet Union. And a good many of those weapons were dismantled, and the uranium has been sold to the United States power plants for the last probably 20 years or more. And those power plants have paid some $17 billion to Russia for the uranium. It was they were all there for the taking in the early years.
Robert Shaines joins us today here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. How is your book relevant in today's society?
Well, it's relevant because you still have countries striving to become nuclear powers. And, you know, what's been in the news of late is the talks with Iran by the United States and the other NATO countries in an effort to convince the Iranians that it's not in their interest to try and produce a nuclear weapon. We also have countries like North Korea, which possess nuclear weapons, and we're constantly monitoring a potential threat from that country. You have India and Pakistan, which have been at odds for years, both are nuclear powers. And you got the Saudis worried over the fact that Iran is striving to become a nuclear power. The Saudis actually have a private agreement with Pakistan on obtaining nuclear weapons if there were ever a showdown with Iran. In other words, all of this plays into the current political atmosphere in the Middle East and the world today.
We've got a tremendous, tremendous guest with us today. Great author Robert Shaines joins us here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Is there a particular chapter you'd like to share with our listeners?
Well, to me as the author, all the chapters are pretty good. To reviewers, some may not be. On the other hand, I start out the book with four people taking a demonstration flight in a Russian helicopter piloted by whom I call General Igor Belinsky. And Igor Belinsky was sort of a fictional General Boot. I don't know if you know the story of General Boot, but he was arrested by the Central Intelligence Agency with the help of the government of Thailand. He was one of the largest arms merchants in the world. Russia, of course, and Belarus, depend on arms sales as still the major supporting items in their economy. And General Boot operated reputedly over 90 aircraft transporting arms and munitions throughout the world to various countries who were purchasing arms from him. So I made General Boot a character in my book, who turned out to be the hero of the book, incidentally, as a former Russian general who was the world's largest arms merchant, and went on from there as to how he was the key guy in obtaining some of the missing plutonium bombs, etc. And the book starts out with him and a cousin of Osama bin Laden and a prince of Saudi Arabia, and Abdir Khan, who was the father of the nuclear weapons in Pakistan, all meeting in Islamabad and going on a flight to up in the mountains in the Hindu Kush to meet Osama bin Laden to convince him not to obtain a nuclear weapon. And we go from there with my story. So I think the opening is kind of interesting to me. One reviewer said that I didn't really get going until I had the Al-Qaeda kidnap the children of General Belinsky, and then the book got exciting. So it all depends who you talk to and how it reads as to what chapter is most interesting.
We've got a great guest with us today here on the line. Robert Shaines joins us here on the program. And you can get more information on what we're up to over there at buildgrowandenjoy.com. Where does the story take place?
Actually, most of the story takes place in Moscow, in a country called, it's not really a country, in a place called Transnistria. And when the Soviet Union fell, Moldova was one of the republics of the Soviet Union. Most of Moldova is Romanian, ethnic Romanian, and they reverted to the Romanian language. There was an enclave adjacent to the Ukraine called Transnistria, which had 98% Russian ethnicity. And they fought a battle for a couple of years with the Moldovans to remain as an independent country. They were never recognized by the United Nations, but the Moldovans agreed that they should have their own police, their own post office, their own government, etc. And while they're not part of Russia, it is a Russian enclave, in essence, within the border between Ukraine and Moldova. So I cited General Belinsky operating out of Transnistria because it was the best of all worlds for him as the world's leading arms merchant. In other words, he could control his destiny from a governmental point of view. Plus, there are major airports in Odessa, which was an hour and a half away, and in Chisinau, Moldova, which was an hour and a half the other way. So he had air availability or aircraft availability either way.
It's a great guest with us today. Robert Shaines joins us here talking about his incredible books. And as we wrap up here, my friend, what do you want readers to take away from your writing?
Well, I'd like them to know that there are forces out there trying to keep the world safe from harm, and there are forces out there trying their best to harm all of us. And that part is true, and while the book reads as exciting fiction, the fact is that there are cooperations going on between countries, such as China and the United States and Israel and Russia, etc., in order to safeguard the world from nuclear proliferation. Because unfortunately, there are a few mad men out there, and I don't mean to be sexist when I say mad men, but there are some people out there who would just as soon set off nuclear weapons around this country, etc. One of the most frightening things in the book that seems to be true is the Russians had produced 250 of these plutonium bombs, which could be carried in a suitcase, and had planted them around the United States and other Western countries in an effort to avoid our so-called Star Wars program. If we were successful in knocking down their missiles or airplanes, they could still wipe out our capitals and our political leaders, as well as military bases with these weapons. So it's very frightening. During the Cold War, these bombs were explicitly made for the purpose of destroying cities in the West in the event of a hot war.
We've got a great author with us today. Robert Shaines joins us. What's next for you as an author, and how can fans reach out to you?
Well, I'm working on a sequel to Secrets in a Time of Peace, and because I left it open in my last chapter that they hadn't retrieved all of the bombs. So the sequel is going to involve some very interesting things. One of the situations that I saw was the port of Odessa was one of the large ports in the Soviet Union. And when the Soviet Union went down, there were literally hundreds and hundreds of naval vessels that were just abandoned there, including submarines and destroyers and you name it. They were all there. And so my next book that I'm working on involves a state-of-the-art nuclear submarine, undetectable, which carries the rest of the plutonium bombs and the efforts to constrain them.
It is a great guest. It's Robert Shaines, and he's been our guest this week here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Thanks for being with us, and we'll talk soon, Robert. Thank you.
A pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Definitely. Well, we'll talk soon, Robert. Have yourself a happy
holiday.
Thank you, sir. We've got more coming up next week. Here I'll build, grow, and enjoy.